For those who wonder, what is the counter-argument to the one that I made? That Americans shouldn't have weapons designed for war that can, in under 40 seconds, kill 10 people here in Virginia, in under 3 minutes, kill 22. The best argument, or one of the best arguments that I think I've heard, is that the Second Amendment is intended to ensure that the American public, if they need to, can provide a check, a violent check, on their government, a tyrannical administration. People can rise up militarily against their government. We hear about a well-regulated militia. It just so happens, coincidentally, I'm reading a book called Trail of Tears about the history of the Cherokee Nation. And the book starts out in the late 18th century, and there are these militias that are responding to attacks by Cherokees and Creeks, and there are these militias who themselves are going on the offense and attacking Native American communities. It is incredibly bloody, but that is a militia at that time defending or going on the offense for a given community. In my reading of U.S. history, we settled this question about whether we should be able to rise up against our government in 1865 in a courthouse in Appomattox, Virginia. Right now, if you wanted to arm yourself sufficient to take on a government that spends $750 billion a year on its military, which is larger than the 10 largest military budgets combined that follow ours, we're going to need more than an AR-15. We're going to need some aircraft carriers, some nuclear submarines. But I hear you in your reading of the Bill of Rights and the Second Amendment, that's your interpretation of it. The consequence of that is that we now have military-grade weapons, more than 10 million of them, in the hands of our fellow Americans, not latently waiting for use against the government, but being actively used against us in our communities, in our churches, in synagogues, out on a Saturday night partying and having fun in downtown Dayton or at a Walmart in El Paso, Texas. And so I want to make sure that we protect your right to use a firearm to hunt or to defend yourself in your home. But if it is a right to be able to rise up or stand against your government, I don't accept that. That's not my reading of the Bible.